what we didn't get to. It's actually very sad. Very, very sad, Will. Mm-hmm. We have a eulogy. And I don't know how many people are going to know who this person is. I think you have to be over 45 years old to really know who this person is. 69 years old, passed away.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
I always think it's weird when you're around a group of guys. Like, I see this on a poker table, like, at least once a week. Mm-hmm. It's all dudes, and somebody will have a six and a nine in their hand.
Yeah.
They have like a six of spades, nine of hearts. And I'll turn it over. I go, well, he's got 6-9. And the guy goes, yeah, that's my favorite hand.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you saying that to?
Yeah.
You think that's sexy? Or a bunch of... I mean, whatever you, a, whatever you like.
It's just a dumb joke.
I know. It's like, why are you saying it to us? Like, you know, guys, that's my favorite in case you wanted to know that about me. Uh-huh. I like it.
Because it's a sex position. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, brother?
I know there's no girls around, but if you guys ain't doing anything, you know, I'm not gay. I just like bad poker hands.
Also, it's a straight, too. You can possibly get a straight with it. So, you know.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Which is weird that you would say straight in that situation.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
No, he didn't seem like
either
he was.
Either way.
Yeah. Hey, man. It's you, buddy. I love everyone. And I also hate everyone. Just how it is.
Mostly burning hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equally.
Yeah. So, Bonnie Pointer, R.I.P. Bonnie Pointer.
Who is that?
She is one of the Pointer sisters.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They made very happy music back in the day.
Yes, they did. I don't know if I know a Pointer Sisters song.
Oh, you do?
Off my head.
You do. Guaranteed. There's no way you don't. Classics. 80s R&B anthems. Love it. This is a song that, you know, everybody gets excited. I'm so excited, guys. So excited.
Tonight, we're gonna make it happen. I don't know if I know this, honestly.
You know it. You don't know I'm so excited?
Oh, is that, okay, yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah,
that's this. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
You know the hook.
Yeah.
How about this one? Oh, yeah, baby.
I like it, but it's not ringing a bell yet.
Where are my old farts at, bobbing your head in your car right now? Damn right. There was two songs with this title in the 80s, and both were two of the biggest hits. One, Van Halen had a song with the same title.
Cannonball.
It's actually Ice Cream Man. No,
Oh, Panama, sorry. I thought that song was Cannonball for a long-ass time. Cannonball!
Cannonball!
Yeah.
No.
Learned that recently. It's actually Panama.
No, this is Jump.
Ah.
For My Love, in parentheses, yes. Mm-hmm. You gotta be pretty fine for me to jump, because I'm gonna hurt myself and the ground. We don't want that. And then they had a classic slow jam that was remade by a ton of people. It's called Slow Hand. She wants a man with a slow hand. A man with an easy touch.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. When you make sweet, sweet love, are you do you like it slow and sensual, or do you like aggressive and insane?
You know, it depends on the mood.
Yeah.
You know, and on the person. Usually I'm intoxicated.
Okay.
While making love. So... usually it's just sloppily.
Making love to
just
a stranger.
On top of a lady.
All love.
She's like, you're crushing me.
No.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
I love you.
I'm almost done.
Okay, if you'll shut up.
Here comes the pre.
Yep. Okay. If you'll be quiet and let me close my eyes and think of a hotter girl, I can get you out of here and in an Uber real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Like, should I stay or should I go? And then I just go, oh, I don't know. Whatever you want to do. I mean, you can stay if you want. Or you can go.
I mean, my toilet's broke. And I think I have cockroaches. I mean, what do we want to
do? You have a toothbrush? No. No.
It's so funny because I can just see you doing that.
So you're, the higher your voice goes, is like...
I'm pretty drunk, too. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if I should drive. Oh, okay. I can call you an Uber if you want.
Johnny B Show, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Johnny B? This is Kelly.
Oh, my God, it's Kelly. Say it. What's going on, dude?
Say it. What's happening?
Did.
Hey, That took me back to 6th and 7th grade right there.
Sly Junior High, is that where you went?
Sly Middle School? Yeah.
Crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. How did I know that?
Yeah, I can't remember her name, but she had a fish tank in her room. I used to go in there with a dip of Copenhagen and spit Copenhagen in a tank, sit down and watch them eat the fish, eat it.
That's pretty horrible, Kelly. I can't believe you turned out like you did.
But I hated her. So.
You hated her?
Yeah,
what about her?
Fish
yeah, what did damn fish do?
I don't know. They actually kept me company during class. That's
Hold
all
on.
I looked at was
Kelly,
the fish well.
Kelly, you were dipping tobacco in 6th and 7th grade?
Man, that's back in the day. That was before they knew it caused cancer, right?
No, not true. I think it was they actually knew. It's also gross. yeah, that's cool. I was selling now and laters back then for a quarter a pack, you know, making a good 15 to 17 cent profit, you know.
Yeah, I had a book bag full of mystery mix and watermelons and all that.
Really weird.
Yeah, Anthony Bourdain's been dead 2 years today.
Yeah, I know. Very, very sad. I saw a couple of my chef idols posting pictures with, you know, the old pictures of themselves. Like David Chang is like one of my favorite celebrity chefs. He posted a picture of him and Anthony Bourdain. Yeah, just a pioneer when it comes to not only cooking but writing about it. I think he was one of the first published chefs. New York Times, I think he worked for. Yeah, so
Kitchen Confidential.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the show. And that's crazy that somebody can get in that kind of mindset to actually hang themselves.
Or be murdered. Kind of I know. It's sad. Yeah, it really is sad.
Yeah, you sound like my aunt, yeah.
I sound like your aunt. She's got a big booming-ass voice like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, get over here and give your aunt a kiss.
They were talking about you today. You got a lot of Chick-fil-A dip, huh?
Yes, I do. I posted it on Twitter. You heard about it?
Yeah, they were talking about the tweet. Whose tweet is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it
was Fatty gets a square.
Carmen guessed it.
He's fat. Yeah, I heard it. I was in my car too.
She said too. Yeah, that's fat boy. She said that.
She did not say fat boy. She said he's fat, which she's not wrong. No, I heard it. I thought it was very funny. It ended up being their clip of the day, which is I'm flattered to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, hey. Roll with the punches to get to what's real, right?
Yep. I actually have that tattooed in cursive on my back. Got to go. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. He's like the fifth person. Man, did you hear what they said about you? And I'm like, I was listening to it live. It was funny. I laughed. I wasn't mad. Like,
you're just getting your back, dude.
It's fine. Yeah. I think it's fine.
They're mean to everybody.
Yeah.
Like literally everybody.
Yes.
They got something to say.
That's why you work your way into the morning show. Like when when you're on top, you could just punch everybody in the face. It's awesome. Good.
Yeah, it's a hierarchy, man.
Like all we can do is punch people that aren't on the radio station. Yep. You know,
so like Kelly.
Like Kelly. Yeah.
Dumb Kelly.
Stupid homeless Kelly.